Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to pass the word, let people know about the program, let people know why you listen, and spread the word and let more people know. By the way, we're on various platforms, which you can find through CatholicAudioMedia.com or through our home platform, which is Podbean. But we're now on Podium. So we are Catholic-Audio-Media-Podcast.onpodium.com. So we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And yesterday, I spoke to you about how you cannot be a white supremacist and a Catholic at the same time. Now, there are people that may claim that they are Catholic and may call themselves white supremacists, but those are just oxymorons, meaning they are exact opposite terms. It just doesn't make any sense. And if you are part of such a group, then you have to make a choice. Kind of interesting on a separate level, but Dorothy Day came to a point where she had to decide whether or not she was going to be a communist or a Catholic. She knew she couldn't be both, and she chose to be a Catholic. And the same thing, the foundation of Catholicism is the rule from which is to love God and neighbor, and you can't form any form of racism if you are seeking to love God and neighbor. It's an oxymoron. An oxymoron are two exact opposite terms. I use one all the time here on the radio when I talk to you about when I was a hermit and my favorite oxymoron, I was in a community of hermits. So an oxymoron is two opposite terms formed to make what appears to be a new one. So if someone calls themselves a white supremacist or has any form of racism that they are embracing and call themselves a Catholic, those are mutually exclusive terms. That's an oxymoron. I do know from my own experience, remember, one of the things that I experienced is when I was younger, I looked Hispanic and I speak Spanish. So I very easy would fit into, as a matter of fact, when I was in Ecuador, the vicar there, vicar foreign is the term, for the area told me that if I didn't open my mouth, no one would know I wasn't Ecuadoriano. So, because of course, the minute I open my mouth, I have this really heavy American accent. Oh no, he's not Ecuadoriano. But that's literally true. If I didn't open my mouth, I would appear Ecuadoriano. So that is true. And so I've had that experience. I mean, I've had some real nasty experiences from people who thought I was Hispanic. There was which thankfully is no longer in existence. But there was a muffler place down the street from where I am now in Watertown. And the whole building is gone. And the muffler place not only is not there, the building was eventually taken down and they built something else in the place. But, I mean, I was treated like dirt, absolute dirt by this particular muffler place. Maybe that's one of the reasons why it's no longer in existence. And I know the reason why is exactly those combinations. And I had an Ecuador sticker. I was a student at the seminary. I'd just come back from Ecuador. I was a student at the seminary. Obviously, I didn't have a lot of money. And I had this, what was it? I forget the year it was. But this old Datsun, Nissan is the name of the company that actually in Japan is called Datsun. And at least it was at the time. So it's a Datsun B210. It was a hatchback. I mean, and I, as a matter of fact, I replaced the water pump on my own because I didn't have the money. So obviously, this didn't look like this really fancy thing. So, and I appeared Hispanic, and I was treated like dirt. And as I mentioned in a recent interview with Nate Tanner Williams, a lot of people don't realize that goes on, and it does. And so I was able to see that. I also mentioned that my own hometown, this was, of course, many years after I left hometown, I was with a group of Puerto Ricans, and we were eating at a restaurant. It was a chain restaurant in my own hometown, and we were treated really poorly. It was really... And it was part of this this attitude that was there that you could tell they didn't want us there. You know, it wasn't they didn't like purposely not serve us or anything else. It was just this real attitude. And in fact, we never went back. And by the way, just like the muffler place, they were no longer in business. So it's fascinating because, as you know, racism makes a very bad business model. And that's some of the things that happens. But it does. It makes a bad business model. And we as Catholics are not called, I don't know if that's the right way to, we're called not to be, there's the best way to put it, racist, because Christ is in all people and he manifests in all people in all ways. And if you think of some of the saints that we have in our church, I had the opportunity to go to Lima, Peru. Remember, I was supposed to spend 5 years in Peru and up in the mountains, and I have altitude sickness. Yeah, and it was an interesting place. I was 13,000 feet in the air. If you're on a plane, you're supposed to have oxygen. So anyway, it was 13,000 feet in the air. But when I was in Cusco, which is not that high, no, actually, it was Lima, which is sea level. I was able to see the bones of Martin de Porres and St. Rose of Lima. Fascinating, very powerful experience. And we are here at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. We're going to take a break for just a couple minutes, and then we will be right back and more discussing this topic. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We're now on Podium, as I explained earlier, Catholic-Audio-Media-Podcast point on Podium.com. So anyway, that's where we are. But anyway, point means dot, actually, I should say. But here we are, and we're talking about this issue of racism. Now, I come from a background which is kind of interesting in that light. I was, I'm the son, as you all know, of a newspaper reporter. Well, he covered busing during the years of busing here in Boston. And I was going to school, after high school, I went to school at UMass Boston, and he worked at the Boston Globe. So he would drive me to UMass Boston, because he went into work anyway, so he'd drive me to UMass Boston, and then he would go over to the Globe. And, of course, he covered busing. And one of the things he told me, he showed us, he had to carry this little plexiglass shield because sometimes people would throw rocks at him because he was a Globe reporter. And this was back in the time before the New York Times bought the Globe. So this was back when it was the very important newspaper called the Boston Globe that was owned by the Taylor family. And then obviously when the New York Times bought it, they changed their legacy, but a very powerful newspaper at the time. And he worked for the Boston Globe. And when he would drive me to work or to school, he would always tell me how angry he was with the way people were being treated for the color of their skin. Now, one of the things that's an issue with racism is the way people are portrayed. So, for example, when I worked in the inner city, one of the things that happened was you would notice if there were two similar deaths, you would see the way the media covers them. And if it happened in the suburbs, you would see the interview with the family, the shots of the neighbors, then also that shot outside the funeral and that, you know, the whole thing and everyone is sad that so-and-so died and da-da-da-da-da. And if you see it, the same thing, exact same incident, type of incident, rather, in the inner city or any of the urban areas, what you will see is close-up, what I call close-up of the blood. They don't literally do that, but they'll come in, this is what happened, and then that's it. They don't cover anything else. And it's so obvious, and they don't get it. And this is one of the issues. People don't understand that they do things like this. So what is truly needed in the media is for the reporters to actually live in the areas such as Roxbury, Jamaica Plain, all these areas, Chelsea, Springfield, to actually live there. And to that way, they get to know people extremely well, and then they are able to report from these areas more fairly. And these areas are very powerful, and they're wonderful areas. They have a tremendous amount to offer. Do you know, give you an example, do you know that there was a jazz festival for 30 years in Chelsea, Massachusetts, and it was never covered? Jazz festival, maybe once or twice. In 30 years, a jazz festival. And you know who hosted it? The Avellaneda family, who run Tito's Bakery, and Roy runs a coffee shop or a restaurant in Chelsea, too, was the son, who was a city councilor. A wonderful family, and they ran this free, by the way, free jazz festival every single year for 30 years. And I mean big names, Chicoria, who's from Chelsea. Tito Puente and others, and it was this wonderful jazz festival for 30 years. Did you know it went on? No, probably not. Why? Because that kind of stuff wasn't covered, because if it was held somewhere else, oh yeah, it'd be all over it, but it was held in Chelsea. Did you know that Donny Osmond and Larry Bird both lived in Chelsea at one time, and some many other big celebrities? Bet you didn't know that. Wonderful city, wonderful place. All these places are just wonderful places, but they don't get covered, and people don't understand that. Alfred Mayor tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.